Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Galatians chapter 5, we were taught that in Christ, we come out from under the control of the law, and in salvation, we are under the superior control of the Holy Spirit. Hey, let's continue that thought today. Anytime you apply liberty to the flesh instead of the Spirit, you have headed in a wrong direction. You see, anything that supports or allows the manifestations of any of those works to any degree is not of the Holy Spirit, nor is it of the new nature. Rather, it's of that old serpent, the devil, who seeks for you to allow the old nature to be manifest. Therefore, Satan is able, as 2 Corinthians 11:13 through 15, parade as an angel of light, make it sound like it was right, and deceive many Christians. That's why you need to walk so close to the Lord. Now, if there's any doubt about what I just said, let me add to that Romans 6, verses 14 and 15, because here, in the Greek, this is a very emphatic statement. There it says, for sin shall not have dominion over you. You're not under the law, but under grace. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? God forbid. Now, who forbids? God. Then liberty applied to the flesh is always, always wrong. That is biblical, God-given liberty. Now, the moment a person is saved, the control of the sinful nature over the individual is broken. The moment we receive Christ, Satan's control is broken. Now, he can still tempt, and he can still tempt strongly. But it's at that moment the new nature is imparted, that the new nature hates sin and loves righteousness. Therefore, when the old nature rears its head, the new nature convicts us. Why? Because the new nature hates sin and loves right, because that new nature comes from God. But Satan will do all he can to get the old nature into your church and into your own personal spiritual life. And then the deceiver, as an angel of light, will try to make whatever it is to seem all right, when it's all wrong. Get the idea now. In Christ, we come out from whatever control the law had over us. And in salvation, we have been placed under a much more superior control than the law. That superior control is the Holy Spirit of God. And understand, the Holy Spirit is a holy spirit. He supervises a stricter supervision than the law ever did over the Jew. His restraining power is much more effective than the law's was. He also gives the believer the power and the desire to refuse evil and choose right. The law simply could not do that. Now, that simply means then that we have passed out of the control of one to another, from a system of holy and righteous enactments into the control of the person of the righteous and all holy God by His Holy Spirit. Romans chapter 6, verse 16 says it this way, "Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness." You see, my friend, you're a servant to one or the other. You have a free will to obey, and you have a free will to not obey. Now, if you're a servant of sin, then, as one of his children, you'll receive the consequences that he gives for being a servant of sin. If you're a servant of righteousness, you'll see the rewards of his great love. That's why the word liberty is used instead of freedom. Now, the King James translators could have put freedom in there, but instead they put liberty. Why is that? Well, freedom is no accountability or responsibility to anyone. But liberty is freedom plus responsibility. See, where the Spirit of the Lord is, we're told, there is liberty. When a person has been freed from sin's power and its consequences by the Lord Jesus Christ, he's being set at liberty to be a responsible individual, responsible Christian, pointing men to Jesus Christ, not fulfilling his fleshly desires and temptations. You see, now this one is no longer a slave to the flesh, nor are they a slave to a religious system, as the rest of the chapter will show us. Today, there are big-time so-called fundamentalists who took from Rick Warren and the contemporary and the emerging church people and repackaged it for the fundamentalists. But it's still the flesh. We find, as a result, marketing has become more important than the Bible way. The Bible calls it itching ears religion of the last days, and so many are falling to it and fulfilling these prophecies. Church names are being changed so they won't sound as it did before. Faith, New Testament, hope, and on we could go about Bible Baptist, Hope Baptist, this kind of Baptist, that kind of Baptist. And I know there are churches that have those names. I'm not thinking of a specific church right now, but they've taken those names that are Bible things, and a good way to identify what a local church should be. And they're eliminated altogether. And they're putting in soft sounding phrases. And you get Center Point, the New Day. I saw one that said Ignite. and all, and you can go down the whole group of it. They don't want their buildings to look like a church. You know what they're doing by that? They're saying, on the one hand, oh, this is going to accomplish something good. It's going to get people in. but it's telling the same people that they're supposedly trying to reach that, yeah, we were wrong to have faith and hope and Bible and Baptists and all those things in our name. Oh, we feel so bad. We reject those things now. You say, well, we wouldn't say that. Well, no, but your actions do. And listen, I've read the histories. Many people shed blood for those things. You can go back in Baptist history and find men, because they were baptized after their salvation. They were called Anabaptists. Even in Luther's time, it wasn't uncommon to find someone who was baptizing believers, adult believers. They caught them, they'd go out there and hold them under the water until they drowned because they hated that doctrine so bad of baptism. These people paid a price. So I'm not going to be ashamed of being a Baptist. You know, I'm getting ready to go to Israel. I'm not going to go over there and apologize for being an American. I'm not going to apologize anywhere I go for being an American. And in like manner, we're not going to change our church name to apologize for being associated with the Lord Jesus Christ. We're just not going to do it. We also see the devil is subtle. You know, some of us wear suits to church, but just come as you are. And it's the most compatible place that you can be on a Sunday. It basically encourages a lower standard. I've heard him say, come as you are. The problem is, they leave as they were. Now, I understand people come to church and they're not dressed right, but we're not going to keep them out of church because they weren't dressed right. But people who know the Lord, who claim to be a Christian, ought to dress right. Now, I know one that saw a young lady with a tattoo, and she had a dress on that just had a strap going over it, you know, instead of a full shoulders and all that, had a strap. It was a strap dress, and you could see part of her back, and you could see a tattoo. And they were all upset about the tattoo. Never did ask that lady about her soul. So we're not saying, you know, you just jump down their throat. Be friendly and kind and on down the line. Now, if they come in and say, why do you dress like that? Then that's when you can say, well, we do this out of respect for God and His house. Isn't it better if the world sees that we're Christ-like instead of the marketing of evil colored in deceptions of religion? I don't see anything wrong with the t-shirt and sweatpants. But if you ask me to preach your mother's funeral and I show up that way, you might be upset. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.